Summary of the Path Made Clear by Oprah Winfrey. Introduction. Wouldn't it be nice if we all came to this earth with some sort of calling based on what we're good at that would give us purpose? In a sense, we actually are all born with a calling. We have innate strengths and interests that can guide our path. But often the complicated nature of the world today keeps us from discovering which path we should follow. Because of this, many of us live on autopilot. We work jobs we aren't meant for, just to get a paycheck. Too many of us just float through our lives without really living. If you feel like a ship without a rudder drifting through your life, Oprah Winfrey wants to help. She believes that everyone has a purpose. Your real job in life is to figure out as soon as possible what that is, who you are meant to be, and begin to honor your calling in the best way possible. Everyone has a purpose. And, according to Oprah Winfrey, your real job in life is to figure out as soon as possible what that is, who you are meant to be, and begin to honor your calling in the best way possible. That journey starts right here. In her latest audiobook, The Path Made Clear, Oprah shares what she sees as a guide for activating your deepest vision of yourself, offering the framework for creating not just a life of success, but one of significance. The audiobook's 10 chapters are organized to help you recognize the important milestones along the road to self-discovery, laying out what you really need in order to achieve personal contentment and what life's detours are there to teach us. Oprah opens each chapter by sharing her own key lessons and the personal stories that helped set the course for her best life. She then brings together wisdom and insights from luminaries in a wide array of fields, inspiring listeners to consider what they're meant to do in the world and how to pursue it with passion and focus. These renowned figures share the greatest lessons from their own journeys toward a life filled with purpose. Lesson number 1. Oprah teaches that we all have a calling while we're here on Earth. In order to find what it is, we need to recognize what makes us who we are. She calls these the seeds of our identity. For example, someone who is born with a love and gift for music probably has been watering this seed by learning to play an instrument from a young age. One day, they can bloom into a musician or a music teacher. Sometimes, however, these seeds hide so deep that we don't find them until later in life. We have the chance, through choices, failures, and successes, to nurture and discover new seeds along the way. Oprah shares the story of her beginnings on TV to illustrate this. In her early career, she was a news anchor. It would be an exciting job for most people, but she wasn't happy with what she was doing because she felt like she couldn't be herself. Her bosses were also unhappy with her because they felt she displayed too much emotion for an anchor. Lesson number 2. Your life isn't about a big break, it's about taking one significant, life-transforming step at a time. Your life is not static. Every decision, setback, or triumph is an opportunity to identify the seeds of truth that make you the wondrous human being you are. When you pay attention to what feeds your energy, you move in the direction of the life for which you were intended. Trust that the universe has a bigger, wider, and deeper dream for you than you can ever imagine for yourself. You become what you believe. Lesson number 3. They say nothing worth having is easy, right? This is true to so many things, and it's true for finding your dreams. Sometimes it's downright scary to go for your dreams, but Oprah teaches that fear is a natural part of growing as a human being. When Oprah interviewed the author Stephen Pressfield, he explained that every dream he has is met with resistance. He said that the bigger our dream is, the more resistance we will feel moving forward with it. She likens it to Newton's law of motion. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That reaction comes as anxiety and fear. Once we are able to overcome the resistance, the key to realizing our dreams comes from committing fully to them. Lesson number 4. Success is best measured by whether or not you are true to yourself. When she's talking about finding success, Oprah doesn't mean financial. She wants to redefine this term in a way that doesn't mean material wealth. She says success is cyclical. We will experience ups and downs, and these can't define us. When talking to the best-selling author Sarah Breathnach, Oprah learned that Sarah started to lavishly spend in the wake of her book's success. When the book eventually fell off the list, she was devastated. She didn't prepare herself for the fact that success comes in ups and downs. Instead of a huge house or being on the bestseller list, success should be about staying true to yourself and your calling. The ultimate goal is that we get to a point where we have a balance between our inner thoughts and our outer actions. Because things like celebrity status and net worth change with time, to be truly fulfilled, we need our innermost self to be constant. Lesson number 5. We shut the keep-going flicker by addressing that material riches could not hope to compare to the enthusiastic riches you can make by serving other individuals. This squint will investigate the idea of achievement, how it capacities, and why we have to reclassify our idea of the term. The principal thing we have to acknowledge is that achievement comes in cycles. Sarah Ban Breathnach had no clue that it would sell 7 million duplicates and launch her to the highest point of the smash hit diagrams at the point when she distributed Simple Abundance in 1996. Talking about her prosperity to Oprah in 2013, Breathnach confessed to encountering an inquisitive snapshot of tension when her book dropped out of the success list. She cried continually, expecting nobody would comprehend her enthusiastic state on account of the achievement her book had accomplished. How might anybody have compassion toward a top-of-the-line writer? Conversing with Oprah, she understood she hadn't readied herself for the book's inescapable fall and hadn't comprehended a generally accepted fact. Specifically, that achievement is patterned. Lesson number 6. When we feel loose in life's sea, skimming heedlessly without assurance or course, we have to make a move and set our spirits back on our way. The key thing to recall is this is an inner activity. The seeds of your personality, of what you were destined to do, are now inside you. By focusing on your identity and tuning into life's little murmurs, you will carry on with a genuine life that is loaded up with empathy, and that is the most noteworthy proportion of progress we can accomplish on Earth. We would all be able to be blamed for underestimating things throughout everyday life. That is the reason we should take Sarah Ban Breathnach's recommendation and begin keeping an appreciation diary. On the off chance that we can save a couple of minutes of our day to record a few things that we are really appreciative for, similar to our pets or the sound of downpour on a glass rooftop, we can move our concentrate far from what we don't have and toward the bounty in our lives. Hey, thanks for watching and make sure to subscribe because more incredible content is on the way.